Skills 1, Exercise 2, page 22. Speaker 1.
As a social worker, I usually have to deal with a crisis on a daily basis. My goal is to offer the guidance and support people need to overcome their problems. It is emotionally difficult to deal with abused children or the homeless. Although I work a 40-hour week, I sometimes have to visit people after hours or at weekends, and the paperwork is endless.
Speaker 2. In general, being a flight attendant is a dream job for people who want to see new places. At first, you have to be on call 24/7 and work up to 12-hour shifts. The hardest part is standing for the most part of a flight and balancing during turbulence. You don't want a drink or tray to end up in a passenger's lap. At the end of the shift, you have to deal with aching feet, backache, and sometimes headaches from the changes in air pressure. Speaker 3.
Of course, dentistry is a great job that you can do on your own and even after retirement. Nonetheless, I do spend many hours seated and bent over an open mouth, so I do suffer from lower back problems often. There is also the slight risk of getting exposed to an infectious disease if I'm not careful, but I always follow all safety procedures.
Speaker 4.
As a teacher, working with children is really rewarding for me, I must say. But I stand up most of the time, and sometimes I have to raise my voice to be heard. I also suffer from neck and shoulder pain often, as my arms are raised most of the time writing on the board.
Speaker 5.
I love being a vocalist. There's nothing better than getting up on stage and entertaining people. But it's hard to work if your vocal cords are suffering. A simple cold or flu or straining during a performance can cause throat pain, hoarseness, and swelling. I had to get the proper training to avoid serious problems and protect the one thing I need for my job, my voice.